Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Are you Masters champ? Oh, let me make sure I got.
Was he the Masters champ sitting in the clubhouse?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want a song? You need headphones. There we go.
You got no shot.
Hey,
the song's playing.
That's why you couldn't hear it.
Oh, I didn't know you were playing.
All righty.
Uh-huh.
We got a lot to talk about.
I
actual
think so.
On topics, but I got something. It's been the last 2 days. As you age, I'm going to be 77 next month, right?
I don't like that.
October 17th. As you age, you start to look.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. As you start to look at the signs,
mm-hmm.
When have you turned that corner where you're just holding on by your fingernails, you know? When you turn that corner? And I figured it out. It's that time in your life when you hate going down steps more than you hate walking up steps.
Okay.
That is my new theory. It probably occurred with me about 3 years ago, I'm guessing.
I can identify.
Yes, right. Because if they're going up, you can stop. But stopping doesn't, you know, stopping doesn't do you any good going down.
Well, you can stop going down.
Yes.
If you got a railing to hold on to.
Yes, but you can, but you don't want to look like a complete fool.
Why don't you do what I do?
What?
I do step practice.
What?
I take a step up and bring the other foot up to it, then I take it back down, bring the other foot down. I practice.
I bet you picked that up on Curb Your Enthusiasm, too. Is that where you caught it?
I don't know where I got it, but and then sometimes if I'm feeling a little perky.
Yeah.
Two steps.
At a time?
At once.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's a big one.
Now, there used to be a swimmer here from Wayzata. Moses was his name. He ended up in the Barcelona Olympics, I think. He was one of the, or Sydney. He would work out by, he had a staircase, stairwell.
Okay.
And he would hop up one,
I don't do that.
One step on his haunches.
Oh, yeah.
Then he would hop up. The next time, it would be two steps at a time.
Oh, boy.
Two steps at a time on his haunches. And then one more time, three steps.
Yeah.
That guy did not fear going up or down.
Why don't you
steps.
Try that?
Yes. Why don't I try getting on my haunches?
Why don't you hop down on your haunches?
Back in the days when we had a studio, an audience at the fair, we probably would have tried that, but we don't have
what,
to do it.
What made you think of the steps?
Because last night I was.
You know what he told me? Don't talk about anything yet. I got something to lead with.
Yeah. Last.
Steps.
Last night it took me. I was going.
Jesus.
I was going two steps per step. On a six-step flight going down to my last level. And I thought, this is ridiculous. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go down steps. No. That now we got the serious point.
You have
here
notes.
We go.
Yes.
This is shocking.
This one. You know, remember, we had Memoromania help launch us, really. Memoromania in the 80s, right?
When well, I you would, had Memoromania.
I had Memoromania. I was, had the fear of forgetting, and you tried to console me.
Right.
It's not a fear anymore. It's arrived, baby. The
you hadn't the, forgotten the anything. Memoromania was the fear that you would forget
fear that
something.
I would forget something, yeah. But this is then it becomes the fear that you're going to become forgetful, and then it becomes, I see signs. And the last, I go back now 6 months maybe.
We're still kind of on the step thing here.
No, we're off the steps. We're talking about my memory now.
Okay.
This is topic memory, number two.
Number two, kind of tied in, though.
That's what I meant. This is tied in.
Tied in, old age, yes. So I was thinking about my memory and how it's, there's little things that I've left my billfold at home more in the last 6 months than in the rest of my life combined.
Okay.
I never did that. And now 2/3 of the times I get somewhere, I don't have it because as I'm walking 5 seconds earlier, I say, pick up that billfold, and I will walk right by it. So anyway, that was the first sign. But lately, as we come to aging and my birthday that's got the sevens in it, right? 77. Mm-hmm. As we come to that stage, I've noticed this. You're thinking about something, right? Yeah. You're in the midst of thinking.
Yeah.
You don't think about anything else.
Right.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah.
But you get this little tick. And it takes you a second or two to reboot to remember what you were doing 3 seconds ago.
I don't think that's terribly unusual.
I think it is.
No, what's unusual about that? You got it back in seconds.
Yeah, but I've noticed that I had to. Okay.
Give me an example.
I can't remember. No, there was one today. It was one of those today that made me think about the tick. But as I say, I can't remember what the thought process was about. It might have been something about the twins, for that matter.
Is that on the same lines of what did I come up here for?
Yeah.
You ever had that one?
Yeah, but that's...
Wait a minute. What did I come in here for?
I'm talking about mid-thought.
Mid-thought, it leaves you?
Mid-thought, maybe you look somewhere else.
And then you got to reboot to get it back.
You got to reboot to remember what I had. Yeah, that's a tick. That's a tick. Something I didn't notice before. I had to bring those to...
But you can't really say that this has started recently, can you? And I guess...
That moment of...
Okay.
You have your thought.
Well, because I remember doing a radio show with you, I would say 5 or 6 years ago, in which you basically recited the entire stat line for the Thanksgiving Day game against the Detroit Lions in 1989. Then I asked you what you had for lunch, and you couldn't remember.
Yeah, that kind of stuff could always happen. But this is new. This is new.
Oh, this is new. Gotcha.
But to my everlasting credit.
Here we go.
This is something, you saw a bullet, right?
Many times.
Steve McQueen and the other guy. Fantastic driving.
Love it.
Fast driving.
The best to this day.
I'm saying move over. Mm-hmm. I was in Robbinsdale on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And I took the old, where the Tower Theater was 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's now a big Hy-Vee there.
Yeah.
I turned right there onto Broadway. And did not miss a light until Washington Avenue, where I turned right.
All right.
That's never been achieved in the history.
What's the point of this?
Hitting nothing but green lights on Broadway Avenue has never been done in the history of mankind.
What does this have to do with aging?
Nothing. It has to do with, to my credit, I came through as a driver in historic fashion.
Topic three.
that was
but
it.
This is so my unlike the previous two topics. This is just this is just out of the blue.
This is Monday Night Sports Talk.
I had yet to brag about hitting all the lights on Broadway.
It's a good
never
feeling.
Been done. Yes. Because, it's always been going way back to after the war, I guess. A lot of people starting and stopping going up that street.
What in God's name are you talking about?
A lot of old
seriously,
guys,
what the hell are you talking about?
Old guys
about?
In DeSotas going down slow on Broadway.
You didn't happen to stop at Winner's Gas on Broadway, did you? On the corner there?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
We had a little difficulty there.
Yes, we did.
Well, anyway, I made them all the downlights. So.
Well, I'm really glad you're telling us that. I had no bleeping idea.
Go try it sometime. It hasn't been done.
Yep.
And especially with construction. There's always construction.
The hell were you doing in Robbinsdale on Saturday morning?
I was picking up a birthday cake for our grandson.
Okay. You have a bakery there you frequent.
Oulettes. There's a Oulettes in
Robbinsdale. Well, we got one in town.
Yeah, I think Mrs. The CP has probably patronized that out a few hundred times. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about first the Twins or the Vikings. What do we want?
I want to say the Twins have been fun, and it was fun, but it's been a summer full of problems.
Mm-hmm.
There was never really a period during the summer where you thought, we got something going here. This is a big, this is legit. There's always been a shadow to pull you back and make you realize, you really can't get too comfortable here.
Yeah, even when they were not fully healthy, but healthy enough to have Buxton for, four games a week, and they departed with Snow and those guys.
I agree with you. I thought
they were playing good.
I remember watching their game. I remember this because I was out in the West. 4th of July, remember the triple play Buxton had in Chicago, because that was the first game of the series. I thought, holy cow, they got a good shot at winning this thing.
Yeah.
That's the first and the only time I thought, man, they might have a decent club this year.
Yeah, it didn't. Once they started losing, Phil Miller had, maybe St. Paul too, in his game story this Monday, Joe. I think it was Monday. The doubleheader, 24 innings, they played five different outfielders, got onto the field. Mm-hmm. They went 1-for-25, but none of them had been on the roster at the All-Star break.
Wow.
Well, the pitcher hadn't been on the roster as of noon.
Yeah, right. Derek Rodriguez, yeah. The kid.
I end the season firmly believing I'm not a Rocco guy. I'm just not a Rocco guy. Now, he might be a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
But I'm just not a Rocco manager guy.
I think I think what might be required is for the boys upstairs to take off the grip.
A boys upstairs guy either.
They have to sit back and question themselves after all that went wrong this year with their pitching decision. They got to look at their medical staff that approved this Chris Paddock guy and approved Malley too. They gave up a lot for this Malley and they passed him on the physical. They got to look at.
Why did
they
got to
look at the way they use pitchers? Because I don't care what the third time through the order says, you can't put that much stress on the good pitchers in your bullpen. That everybody bailing after five innings is you get once in a while one of these guys got to give you seven. How about that stat? Was that the stat of the year, Reavers? Did you hear that? When Ryan yesterday, second time this year a twin starter has thrown a pitch in the eighth inning.
You're kidding
that
me.
That is so weird.
Bundy did it once. Remember that?
All against Arizona. I remember that.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That might be the most damning statistic I've ever read.
It is.
And I would understand that philosophy if you had a lights-out bullpen.
Yeah.
You don't. You have one of the worst bullpens in the American League.
I am sure that a guy like Sonny Gray, who was a kind of an innings guy and a pitcher, bunch of innings, I am sure that he would have gone past seven probably eight times, and they just hooked him. It's not that all their pitchers are incapable of it.
No.
It's
a philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's dreadful, and it makes it a summer, as I say, where there was always an elephant in the room.
Yes, there was. And sometimes the elephant was the lineup, and sometimes it was the pitching.
Yep.
And the base running, dreadful, bad, bad base running, and fielding, ordinary.
Well, how could Polanco be essentially an Iron Man until 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
What the hell is this?
Don't know.
He never missed a game.
They said, you know what they said originally about Buxton? Patella, tendonitis, mm-hmm. you know, down there behind the knee.
In other words, arthritis behind your knee. Kid.
Yes, and now that's what they're saying that Polanco might be dealing with.
Polanco,
tendonitis under the patella. So.
So what? So
they need him, man.
Here's another elephant. I'm already thinking of next spring. You're going to have to start the season with another Buxton plan.
Yes.
You're going to have a plan.
Yeah. Yeah, and your plan this year didn't work. Their whole plan of getting the guys off their feet in May so they could be strong in September has not exactly worked for
nope,
the fellas.
So.
What is the Polanco contract? Didn't he sign one of those 5-year?
One more year, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe there's an option on him, too.
It won't bother me if Correa's gone, either. I know that
he's
you're a
been
fan.
The only
no,
reason
the
they've
last,
been last, reliably disappointing most of the year.
The last 2 weeks he's been pretty damn good, but as the team sucked. So, you know what really agitated me about baseball right now? The fact that we're supposed to have a discussion as to whether Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge is the MVP of the American League. Mm-hmm. It is not worthy of discussion. Judge is going to hit 65 home runs. He might win the Triple Crown. And he has taken a team that's been very poor offensively to 100 wins. The guy in California, okay, he's versatile. He's quite an act. He's a very good pitcher. And he...
How many home runs
you know,
he has?
You got, what, 30?
30-something.
Okay, who would you rather have on your team next year?
Judge.
Okay, I wouldn't. I'd rather Ohtani. Because he's going to hit 30 home runs and maybe get 15 wins.
Here's the point. They're 20 games under 500. How valuable has he been? You know.
Then how bad is the rest of the club?
Him and Trout. Yeah. And Trout was hurt half the season. So, yeah, the rest of the club is really bad. So, but
they're coming here, aren't they?
Yes.
The guy who's done something for his team in an enormous way is with the Yankees, not with the Angels. Now, Ohtani might end. I think Ohtani's going to opt out and end up somewhere else because of his disappointment with the Angels. But
what has to happen for the Twins? Well, this has to be asked. They're certainly by no means mathematically eliminated.
What's the score today?
Well, they're playing
Oh, I forgot they're even playing right now. You're right.
They're playing right now.
I will look that up.
And Gray's pitching today, right?
Huh?
Great.
Yes. Sonny Gray's pitching, so they got a chance. But here we go.
Ah, it is. We are through five, and the Guardians lead your club 4-2 right now. Through five.
That's more hitting than we expected.
And on twinsbaseball.com, the headline is Final Showdown in Cleveland.
Ooh!
This is it for Cleveland, right? We're done playing them?
Yes. And Sonny Gray had to exit after 2 innings.
Oh,
today?
Yes.
Oh, God!
Oh, okay.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Oh, God almighty. What?
Honest to God!
Yeah. He was claiming some. I think it's official that they have they've told these guys to, you know, sit back and relax the rest of the year. We're out of luck. So anyway, that's nothing. Yeah, it can't happen, Joe.
It really can't.
The other thing they have this year that nobody talks about? Baseball has a new system because they've added more playoff games, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no playoff if two teams tie for a playoff spot or a division spot. The division winner is the team that won the season series, and obviously Cleveland kicked the crap out of the Twins. Yeah.
Veteran right-hander Sonny Gray had thrown just 44 pitches, according to team beat reporter Do Young Park. His fastball velocity was down.
Oh, good.
Gray walked off the field after the second inning and headed straight to the clubhouse per the Star Tribune's Phil Miller. He had given up a 3-run homer in the first and an RBI triple in the second. Gray had already had 2 stints on the injured list this season due to a pectoral strain in June and a hamstring injury back in April.
He ain't making another. He's not making another start. Oh.
You know, we're not being careful enough.
Careful enough. That's right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. What are we going to do next year when we make them throw the ball so fast? Oh. We can't protect them. You know who I felt sorry for over the weekend?
Is Rocco back next year?
Yes.
All right.
You know, half his coaches might not be, but I think he will be. But See, now you knocked me off my game. What was I going to talk
about?
Now
you got to reboot.
I got to reboot.
Reboot.
You got to start. You were going to say, you know what I was thinking about? No, that's not what you said.
Wins, batting.
Sonny Gray. Next year. What we got to worry about next year?
Throwing faster pitches next year. You got a pitch clock.
Your local nine in 2023.
Come on. Reboot, buddy.
Here we go.
Come on.
What we got to think about? You don't have a shortstop to start the season.
That's a bad thing.
Correa's leaving. Yep. Next year, you're going to have a shortstop because there's only two guys on each side of the infield.
That's right.
You got to play shortstop. Guy that goes back, picks it up, throws it over to first from the hole, you know. Guy with some range, not some jackass just standing there between the, you know, right where they're hitting what would have been base hits. Anyway, so that's, you're going to start the season, Correa's leaving, and Royce Lewis is probably not going to play until the middle of next season. And
what's wrong with him?
Well, he had the knee injury.
He played three innings in center field, ran in the center field fence, and damn near killed himself. But he's now having surgery for the second straight year. So he's out for the second straight year. So, I mean, he'd be half a...
Bring
half
back
a
fat
year.
Guys who sold hot dogs in the offseason.
That's right. So it's going to be hard to muster up any optimism
and
for next
Bucks
year.
And Bucks has got no... He probably now has no interest in playing again this year.
Well,
zero.
No, why would you?
Yeah.
I don't think they should allow him. I don't know what they should do. Send him off somewhere and let him... You know, Bo Jackson tried to become the first player with an artificial hip to play. It didn't work out. But
why not a new knee?
Can we? They've really made a lot of... You can
do a knee. You can get a knee.
They really made a lot of progress with... orthopedic surgery.
Yes.
This ain't
Tony getting hacked on.
Can a guy get
cleaver.
A new knee and still play baseball and be very fast? That would be the...
Well, now that you bring that up, is there anybody with a fake knee in baseball?
I don't believe... A couple of managers, I would guess. I don't think they are the ultimate in mobility, but I don't know. As long as I keep going very slowly down the steps, I won't have to worry about having... knee surgery from a fall.
How about the lighting on the steps? You need lighting.
Yeah,
I need lighting.
We have lighting. Yeah. Yes.
Got to have lighting.
Generally speaking. Yes. Yeah, you do.
You do.
Meanwhile, tonight in Philadelphia.
86 degrees. And no threat of bad weather.
You did declare, I saw on Twitter, they're already drinking in Philly.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
They would have been hammered at 9 this morning.
Yeah.
But which makes it puts a lot of pressure on young Jalen Hurts to make a couple of plays.
Ooh, that's
otherwise,
true.
They turn on him. They can turn on you in a
they
hurry.
They attacked Santa Claus.
Well, the last few years at the vet, they set up a jail precinct in the basement.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're crazy. I'd say that's not steel there, but that's almost the start of the belt, right?
Yeah.
Goes over to Detroit almost with a big big body of water. But it goes to the, and all those towns, man, all they care about is football.
That's right.
And all they care about is football. So
I like the Vikes' chances tonight, and I don't know why.
I do too.
Usually they don't play well in games like this.
But it's not. Early, it's too early to even be a big game as far as pressure-wise. There's no pressure.
Why are there two Monday night games?
I don't know why they did
that. Well, I told Joe earlier, usually they do that for the opening weekend, but not week two. You know, a lot of times they'll have two Monday night games on the opening weekend, but I have no idea why they're doing two this weekend. But this is the only week.
What? Your loyalties are torn, aren't they?
I got to watch my Buffaloes to start.
You're a Buffalo diehard.
Yep.
Now that's when? When's that one?
That's at 6 o'clock. And then the Vikes are at 7:30.
You got the Buffaloes and...
Oh, but they're going to be on different... So they're going to be competing against each
other. No, the Buffaloes are going to be on the ESPN and the Vikes are on ABC.
Who is it? Tennessee and Buffalo?
Half the game they'll be competing against each other.
Yes, Tennessee is in Buffalo. You want to talk about two beer-drinking crowds, man.
Ooh.
Buffalo
Name
and Philly.
Name me an NFL crowd that's not beer-drinking.
Yes, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Football and alcohol in general.
Speaking of that, someone tweeted out a photo of the second quarter of the UCLA game on Saturday. There may have been 800 people in attendance at the...
Who were they playing?
I don't know, but I only saw it because I follow Troy Aikman, and he retweeted and said, this is the saddest thing I've seen in a long time. Well, their program's terrible right now, UCLA.
Well, Don't they? Chip's there, right?
Still. I think so.
Chip,
yeah.
He was cheating Chip. He's
got to start cheating again.
He has more money in Oregon than he has there. So, but anyway, the Vikings, Joe, have the advantage of being in the National Football Conference.
Yes.
Yeah.
And instead of the other one this year, and they beat Philadelphia tonight, they're going to be about 2 in the NFC power rankings behind Tampa. There's nobody good.
Did you see that brawl with Tampa and New Orleans yesterday?
No, and Brady caused it, huh? Brady.
Well, the Marshawn Lattimore, the really good cornerback for the Saints, who's kind of a hothead, he was, because Brady wanted a flag, and so Lattimore started to mimic him, and then Brady walked up to him, and then that's when Evans, the receiver, knocked out Lattimore, and then they both got tossed out of the game. But New Orleans is so stupid. They were in control of the game, and that gave Tampa life, and that's how they won the game.
That sport draws itself to hot-headed individuals.
Yes, it does.
Especially on the defense, right?
Yes, it does.
Especially on the defense.
I wasn't sure if it was going to come up, but our guy Frank Caliendo, Joe, Pat Summerall and John Madden called the end of the Arizona Cardinals-Las Vegas Raiders game with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Pulling one out of his you-know-what
towards
the end of the game. So here was the call of that game, courtesy of Frank Caliendo and John Madden and Pat Summerall.
All right.
Looks like they're going for two, Pat.
Sure does. Kyler Murray, back to pass.
I think this play's falling apart, Pat. I don't think he can see anything. How tall is Kyler Murray, Pat?
5'10", I believe.
Not sure about that. How tall is Kevin Hart?
Maybe 6 foot. Murray, directing traffic.
Actually, he was creating a diversion, Pat. And he pointed in a couple places and boom, he ran circles around these guys.
Touchdown, Cardinals.
Those were some amazing tactics. I don't understand how he did it. I guess it's just modern warfare. You ever play Call of Duty, Pat?
Can you find the gas station one?
Yeah, I'll look
his
it up.
His Summerall is better than his Madden.
Yes.
His Summerall's 100%.
You've heard the gas station one.
Hold on.
I'm sure I have.
Oh, we got to play it.
Just give me a second. It's going to take me a minute.
Can we talk about Danny Willett just for a moment?
I
stumbled on that in time to see Homa pitched in.
Okay. Were they the final two?
Final two on 18. And all Willett had to do was make a 3.5-foot birdie putt to win or miss that and still make a par putt to force a playoff.
Mm-hmm.
He putted 3 times.
Well, where'd the first putt go? I haven't looked at the video.
Just went by 5 feet.
Oh, so he was a little.
He was farther away on the second putt than he was for the birdie putt.
Oh, yeah, and he was coming back uphill.
And
obviously.
He seems like a good-natured kid, but you can't do that. You can't miss 3 times to win.
No, isn't. Wait a minute, Reavers.
Not to win, to finish second.
Reavers wasn't willing to get Reavers. Hey, Chris Reavers. Anybody get a hold of him there?
What's that?
Wasn't Willett the guy we abused at the Ryder Cup? His brother?
Oh, I think you're right. Yes.
Yes, his brother
that wrote the thing. Yeah, he's the guy that we, I suppose some of those leftover drunks from Hazeltine are saying, good, I'm glad to see that happen. Because, his brother wrote a satirical letter to some publication about the Americans in a bad light. And it ended up. Of course, the British and Irish tabloids made big headlines of it. Then it got over here, and then we abused the hell out of him during the Ryder Cup. It was a big story, he had to apologize. And they were on Saturday. The drunks were still yelling at him on Sunday.
That's also the same place, Joe, where Pat and I were doing the show, and Pat screamed, "Go Europe!" in the U.S. side of the press area at the Ryder Cup.
I always root
for Europe.
Is
the President's Cup this weekend? Is that a big deal? Are we trying to
add Quail Hollow?
Yeah, can live players play in it?
No, they did not let those commies in. But actually, not commies, fascists.
Arabs.
Yeah. So
here's Pat Summerall and
John Madden.
John Madden at a gas station.
What the heck's going on here, Pat?
It looks like this young lady's just realized the gas tank's on the other side of her vehicle. But didn't she do this one time before you started videoing this thing already?
Sure did.
So she keeps pulling around, but she can't fill up because she keeps pulling around to the same side where the gas tank isn't instead of where the gas tank is. Isn't that right, Pat?
I think so.
So what's more confusing here, where her gas tank is or my explanation of this whole thing?
It's pretty close.
Oh, and she kept driving around in a circle, but pulling up to the same left driver's side.
And looking.
And like, well, how come it's not there this time? Well,
you know what they got now? They got a little arrow on your gas gauge.
Yep.
They'll show you what side the tank's on.
You know who needs that, by the way? Huh. The woman I'm married to.
Really?
Yeah, she needs that help.
Well, when you change vehicles, but I don't drive the wife's Volvo too often, and I often find myself questioning, even though it's on the same side as it is in my car, for some reason don't believe that. I don't know why that is.
But she's driving in the circle. That's the part that gets me, as she goes, well, maybe it's the wrong pump.
I think
pull the other side.
How would have you liked to have been covering that Iowa Hawkeyes football game on Saturday night, Sunday morning?
Well, you're presuming I know the score.
Well, it ended about 2 a.m. because of one 2-hour and 54-minute lightning delay.
Really?
And they think they kicked off at 7, might have been 6, and they ended at almost 2 in the morning.
That's not any worse than the Twins game Saturday night, which I watched the entire thing.
But I think in the case of the Hawkeyes, the Hawkeye fan base might have been the only ones rooting for the extended game time because that just gave them more of an opportunity to imbibe.
Yeah, perhaps. But I just saw a little video from TV that there was a couple thousand people left, and they were, you know, the last man's club or something they call themselves. So
your paper's now doing live scores, Pat.
Not too deep, though, right?
All the players they got.
I bet that's not all of them, though. I bet that's not 48. Just looking from here.
Not 48.
That ain't 48.
Cameron Smith was first. He got $4 million.
Yeah.
Max Homa won a real tournament. He got $1.4 million.
Yeah. Well, next year it'll be closer, and we'll find out. I wonder if anybody in Chicago showed up to watch this. They were near Chicago.
They were in some farm thing. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Mm. Rich Harvest Farms. I don't know where that is in Illinois. It does tell us here. Boy, I need new cheaters. Sugar Grove, Illinois. I'd never heard of it.
Near Chicago.
What a match.
Yes, that's what they're doing. What else we got?
Gophers. I know.
Gophers. Oof.
Yeah, they didn't have a hard time, but they lost that receiver.
Ottman Bell.
They might want to have him this week because Michigan State has got awful on pass defense, as the Washington Huskies proved over the weekend. But you look at the way they're playing. I'm admitting this. And if they win Saturday, how many teams are on the schedule that can beat them? Like Penn State might be it until they play Wisconsin at the end. And Wisconsin got Ohio State this week. And they also have Michigan. So even if they end up having a showdown, like each lose once in their division, the Gophers won't even have to win the last game to win the division.
That's true.
You know, so
you mean this is the Michigan State season? You know, that's what we do each week in Gopher football.
Right.
This is the Michigan State.
I guess
you know who we could have on now as a regular guest again? Our guy Herm.
Herm Edwards. I was gonna mention that. Congratulations, Herm. You get the money. You get out. You came back for the money.
Yep.
We know that. He came back for the money.
Who's Lovey coaching for?
Houston Texans.
He's not the head coach.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lovey Smith is the head coach?
Yeah, they looked all around.
He wasn't good enough for Illinois.
That's the best they could come up with?
He was an assistant. He was like a volunteer assistant somewhere last year, wasn't he?
He's got the hell of a white beard going.
Oh, he does.
He looks great.
He looks a little like a Chris Rock cartoon character out in the porch, you know. But,
in fact, he was the assistant at Houston last year.
Okay.
Under, was it David Culley or whatever his name was?
Well, when do our Fighting Wild take the ice for practice?
Next week. Tomorrow, I think.
It's this week at some point.
Tomorrow's reporting date, I think. What is wrong with people? What's the hurry? What's the hurry?
Yeah, because they go till June.
Yeah. Play another game a week. Take your time. Let them have the fall. The fall's beautiful.
Herm still had one of my favorite quotes uttered on the Royce show, though, when he was talking about trying to tell young players that social media is forever. Just don't hit send. Think about it before you hit send. And he's right.
Who said that?
Herm.
Herm was a great radio guest.
Didn't you guys have him every week?
Yeah, every football season for several years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mom handled it. He went through Mom to set it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, it's his wife who obviously.
Hey, are Tom and Giselle on the outs?
Well, she was mad that he came back, but they'll make it. They took those 11 days in the Bahamas to work things out.
Is that where they were?
Plus, he now is not. He's like Percy Harvin. He's not practicing on Wednesdays.
Yes, back family day.
Who was it said practice?
Yeah, Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson.
That was Allen Iverson. You're right.
The guy you came over to watch play.
I love him.
The guy you came over to watch play, wasn't it the night that you got the governor agitated or something? That was beautiful.
Took some money off the governor, which was not difficult.
Especially when you knew the answer was going to be wrong.
Right.
Anyway, well, we've told that story. We'll tell it again sometime when we got more time, right?
Yes. Well, are we going to the bank? Yeah. I don't even have to go to the bank.
You know what I got
to
do? I got to go get my computer from the computer guy.
Where's the computer department?
He's up the street. But all of a sudden, Saturday, I'm trying to write something, and I get Microsoft Security, we're shutting you down. Get out of here. Hit this. Don't try to turn off your machine. Hit this. Call back on. Somebody else is yelling at me on there. I couldn't get on my computer, so I had to, you know, take it to a guy.
Don't you have
a
computer guy at the paper?
I'm not going to wait 6 days. I need it. I need it. And, you know.
All right.
Then, so, anyway, we got that going for us.
Watch those steps, baby.
What, 7:30 we kick it off tonight?
7:30.
And you got your Buffaloes at 6:15.
I might have to go out and observe the fans for a half at a local sports bar.
I was just going to say, isn't usually that when you do your grocery shopping is during Viking games?
Well, yeah, but I should have it done by then tonight. You know? So, All right. See you. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.